Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's the third hour of Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Allie.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Allie, so generally being a bit of a sort of amateur expert or whatever as far as economics go, I've always been kind of skeptical of free trade coffee.
I didn't know there was such thing as things. I didn't know that there is such thing as unfree trade.
It's fair trade. I'm sorry. It's called fair trade.
Right? Oh, right. Fair trade. We're getting confused.
Yeah, and trades, I guess you could call them fair or unfair depending on how you look at them. But generally, if somebody chooses to trade something they've got for something else, then they consider that trade to have been fair, right? I mean, a lot of people don't like the working conditions, say, in other countries, because our conditions are so much better.
Right. Relative, it seems unfair because, you know, you happen to be in a fortunate... It's like you don't get to choose where you're born, and I'm lucky to be born in a place where, you know, it's relative to most places on Earth. My working conditions tend to be much, much better.
Sure.
Luxurious, even.
Yeah, absolutely. But one of the reasons, one of the strong reasons why this country is as nice as it is that it had a relatively free market for quite some time. And if you attempt to, basically all the attempts at rectifying markets have been done all along. I mean, you know, kings and princes and, totalitarian governments and dictators have always given sweetheart trade deals to the people that that they consider to be good or, on their side or whatever. There's always been people in and people out. The thing about a free market is that there's nobody who's in and nobody who's out. It's just whoever's doing business.
Mm-hmm. And whoever's doing the best job is the one that gets, ideally they're the ones that are going to get... going to be the most profitable, rewarded the
best. In a free market, at least they have a better shot, right?
Right. So, I don't know if you read women's magazines, Mark. I have a feeling you don't.
Every once in a while, if Cosmo has some article about how to please your man, I'll page through that one.
Those are funny. So
I think they have that in every issue of Cosmo. But if I happen to run across an issue of Cosmo, which does not happen much,
how complicated is pleasing men that you have so many articles about it?
I don't know. It seems pretty easy from here. Well, I've only ever pleased one man, and that's me, and it seems easy.
So I was looking at self.com, which is one of these women's magazines.
Yes.
And someone asked a question, what does fair trade mean? And the response is, you've seen the label and you probably have at least a vague idea that it's something good. But do you know exactly what fair trade means and what it's all about? Or what it has to do with a cup of coffee you just drank? We got the scoop, so you know before you buy.
Coffee scoop.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. So Mary Jo Cook,
they're brewing up an answer for you over there itself.
Chief Impact Officer at Fairtrade USA. So obviously she's going to be unbiased.
She's been percolating some ideas for you. Yeah.
Explains to Self that when you buy a product with a Fairtrade certified label, quote, you know that the farmers and workers producing the labeled goods were paid fair prices and wages, work in safe conditions, protect the environment, and earn community development funds to empower.
Not been ground down.
Yeah, right. To empower and improve their communities. Cook continued, consumers want to know where their products came from, that their morning cup of coffee was grown in socially and environmentally sustainable manner. If you're unsure if what you're purchasing is Fair Trade certified, just check the label or visit fairtradeusa.org, whatever, don't go there.
Well, I think that's probably a good place to find out some information. Now, fair trade doesn't really necessarily mean that it was environmentally anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be the term organic or sustainably or whatever.
Right. If I was buying coffee and, thinking about where it came from and what workers are benefiting from it, I think I would want to benefit the person lowest on the totem pole, like the person who's really having a hard time getting by. I want to help that guy so that his babies don't starve, right?
That would probably be where most people would want to start, right?
Right.
You want to go, help the individual who's out there picking beans and that kind of thing.
You want his conditions to be better, his working conditions.
His or hers, right?
So that's who you want to be trading with. That is not what fair trade certification helps. That's not who they help. they help, basically, the evidence shows that they help people who are part of this hierarchical structure, which benefits the same people that have always, you know, been on top of the coffee industry to begin with. I can read a little bit more from a recent article I found on it. Transfair USA certifies fair trade products and audits the chain of custody from producer to finished product, verifying that fair trade standards are met by everyone along the line. But it relies on Fair Trade Labeling Organizations International, a global group based on Bonn, Germany, to certify coffee farms. So the FLO defines a fair farm as a family farm that is a part of a large democratic cooperative. Farms cannot be, quote, structurally dependent on hired labor, unquote, which means that hiring even one laborer year-round makes a farm ineligible for certification.
Okay.
So if I'm a coffee grower and I'm...
It doesn't sound like the same people that have been benefited all along. It sounds like different people that have been benefited. And... I mean, that's what it sounds like. And the, you know, the thing is whenever you have a group like this, there's somebody who's in the group and somebody who's out of the group.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how does the guy who picks beans at one of these other farms, how does he go to being in? And is it easy for somebody who has their own farm that doesn't have an employee to get into this organization? Or do they exclude people? Because that's what groups are all about. Groups
right.
are all about who's excluded.
Well, it's easy because the organization only charges between $2,000 and $4,000 to check out a cooperative. Plus
$2,000 to $4,000 to show. Whoa! Can you imagine what Miguel and Juana are? I mean, $2,000 is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I give money to people all over the world through this organization called Kiva, and I don't give it. I loan it through these microloans, and in order to, as far as I'm concerned, provide very poor people with a little bit of money in order to do better, and I. You know, I can only imagine. I don't have that kind of jack inside of Kiva, and you know, who's getting that kind of money?
I know. I mean, when you think about,
it sounds like somebody who has $2,000 to $4,000 to throw down for certification is probably somebody who's pretty wealthy.
Right. The interesting thing about this it reminds me of the organics certification, the USDA organic certification.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on a blueberry farm, and as far as anyone who's interested in their fruit being organic, I think what most people mean is they just don't want chemicals on their food, right?
Mm-hmm.
My dad met anyone's standards as far as that went. He didn't put chemicals on anything, just water, basically, and whatever dirt was in the ground. And he could never be able to afford organic certification and charge what he wanted to charge. He didn't want to, he wanted to be able to
provide people with blueberries.
Yes. Yeah. That was his passion. He didn't want to, you know, he wasn't interested in having his, having like some high end product. He just wanted people to have access to blueberries because he knew that they're really healthy and he believed in his product. He didn't think about having some government agency come on his farm and inspect his berries. And if he had, he probably wouldn't be able to get certification anyway because organic farmers are required to use certain chemicals.
Also, certification costs money. I don't know if the certification is one time or ongoing, but I suspect it's ongoing because certifying company is going to want to keep that going. And this is, you know, this comes into all kinds of industries where people need certification. If the certification costs money, that money gets passed on to the customer. If you want your blueberries to say organic, then you're going to pay money for that. Now, if you want them to be organically grown, maybe you should go to this farm and take a look. And this is one of the advantages to buying local when it comes to your food.
Right.
I don't think your food necessarily has to be bought local, but there's some advantages to it.
Right. Certified fair trade and certified organic, as far as I'm concerned, they're just gimmicks, and they're misleading at that.
855-450-3733. Do you rely on these certifications? What do you think about them being gimmicks? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. If so, be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about fair trade coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking earlier about BitInstant.com, and BitInstant.com's the best way that I can tell, safest, fastest, easiest way to get your bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency where you can send and receive money without having to pay any fees. If you need anything, more information on that, you can go to weusecoins.org. But to get your bitcoins, Go to BitInstant.com. They've got more than a million locations in more than 30 countries. That speaks for itself. They're one of, I think, the biggest Bitcoin company out there, BitInstant.com.
You know that caller that was calling in about Bitcoins, and he was saying he wanted to make a big investment. And I think that that kind of, when it comes to switching currencies, you know, because most people just use Federal Reserve notes, it's
U.S. dollars, right?
Yeah, it's difficult for for people to imagine like switching over for something less liquid. But the thing is, you know that you're going to lose money if you, I mean, if you look at the history of the U.S. dollar, you know that it's not likely to go up. It's
Ben Bernanke's
probably not possible.
Been made available $40 billion every single month going on into the future.
Right.
That means every time they enter $40 billion into the economy, the current amount of dollars is devalued. That's why things like gasoline and bread and, you know, food and housing, not housing as much, housing's been decreasing in price relatively recently because of the bubble. But all these things are caused by the inflation of the currency. By that inflation, I mean adding more money to the situation, not the increase.
Is that
of
a
price.
Direct relationship? Like money added to the economy by Bernanke and the value of your dollar? Is that an indirect or direct correlation? Like, I would think it would be really direct.
I mean, if you...
like as in, he adds $40 billion, and now it's, you know, as far as the ratio to my dollar and all the other dollars,
yep,
it's immediately going down by an equivalent amount.
It takes a little while for it to trickle around because money has its value. Mm-hmm. The Federal Reserve note has its value through perception. But as the dollars are out there and there's more of them, then they become less scarce. As they're less scarce, they're less valuable.
Okay.
So it's a direct relationship, no doubt. So we were talking about fair trade coffee here, and you claimed that both organic and fair trade are gimmicks.
Mm-hmm. That's just how, I mean, I haven't really, for one thing, I don't think, as far as like wanting to improve the working conditions of people in third world countries, I think the best thing to do is to buy from wherever the conditions are the harshest.
If
right?
That's what your concern is.
So if you don't like people working in sweatshops, buy from people who work in sweatshops so that their condition can, like, so that they can be profitable, that their situation can get better, and they don't eventually have to work in sweatshops. People in the United States used to work in what we would consider sweatshops.
Sure, the conditions in the United States, the richest person in America, you know, 100-something years ago, was, you know, crapping in a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they probably had internal water closets where they had servants take the refuse out, I suppose. But, I mean, just about everybody had an outhouse.
Right.
Well, those conditions now would be unacceptable. I mean, you might be, it might be called child abuse if you kept your children in those conditions,
mm-hmm,
with an outhouse and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, what's a sweatshop in other countries, you're just seeing countries that are, economically behind the United States.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do to make that better. If you mandate that their factories have air conditioning, 8-hour work weeks, and a break every 2 hours, then the costs of those factories to do business there are going to go up.
Right.
Therefore, they're going to leave that country and go either back to the United States or to another country.
Mm-hmm. Well, they might
leave. They don't have those restrictions.
They might stay around in the country, but then they'd end up having to maybe cut the wages or something.
Or the amount of people working there, or, you know, I mean,
they're just going to shift. Yeah, the amount of people working, they're going to shift the costs around somehow. Because believe it or not, you know, these companies aren't just like making, you know, there might be people in the at the top of the company that make lots of money and could live on less, but they wouldn't be at that position if they weren't making as much as they make. So the job just wouldn't exist is the point.
Right. And, you know, I mean, the thing is if you pay more for a product, it's not going to make it's not going to make competition go away. The competition's still out there, and mm-hmm, the vast majority of people are going to be buying shoes or whatever that's made in the sweatshop, coffee, whatever, based on, to some extent, price. Price
right.
is a factor in purchasing things because you have a finite amount of money to work with on a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis, and you make your decisions based on that. And so if you want to have fewer things, you buy stuff that costs more. If you want to have more things available for you and your family so they can live a better life, you're going to buy things that cost less.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the end of the story when it comes to sweatshops. I mean, I'm afraid the sad thing is everybody who's in those terrible working conditions in those factories, chooses to be there because working on the family farm, trying to scratch a living out of the dirt in whatever awful country they are, where they don't even have antibiotics and clean water, is worse than working in that factory. If it was better to work on the family farm, that's where they'd work.
Exactly. They're not. No one's pointing guns at them and say, hey, come work in my sweatshop. I mean, they do have...
If they are pointing guns at them and making them work in the sweatshop, that is a crime, and it should be punished, and I do not support that. But I don't know that that's happening. I mean, if I knew that was happening in some place, I wouldn't buy those
things. That's boycott-worthy. But to boycott companies that use sweatshop labor is to hurt the people in those conditions.
Right. You're not hurting the CEO of that company. They've got their golden parachute. You're not hurting the management. You're hurting the people in the factory floor.
Yeah, they're the ones
the
that get
ones
hit the hardest by something like a boycott. Or something like, even worse, trying to legislate their conditions.
The best thing for them is if they want to increase their conditions is to unionize where they are.
So what's ironic to me is that, you know, women, I think, who are mostly doing the grocery shopping, are buying this fair trade coffee in hopes to make trade more fair, but they're getting ripped off. So
it's not making fair trade fair, that's for sure.
Right.
It sure seems fair to the nice folks that are involved in the fair trade, but the folks that are trying to make a living outside of the hierarchy of the fair trade, it probably doesn't seem real fair. Let's go to Zoran, calling from Australia. Zoran, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Mate, I'm just very curious. You know, I'm originally from Czech Republic, and before we migrated from Czech Republic to Australia, we used to look at America as a great beacon of freedom and democracy and freedom of speech. And obviously that was about 25, 26 years ago. And today I sit here and I ponder and I wonder what has happened to America since, because I no longer see that as this beacon of freedom, something to look up to, and something that, I mean, America loves to go around and preach to everybody else around the world how to behave and all the rest, but where do you guys stand on this, and where do you think it's heading? And please tell me that it can be fixed and reversed.
Yeah, Mark, you're older than I am. What happened?
I'm old. Hold the line, Zoran. I do want to talk to you about this. I think this is important. 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? Is America getting freer? Who out there believes that? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
can.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, we try to make it easy for you to get the news of Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up for our email updates, and that'll get you the sort of major news of Free Talk Live. But you can also sign up for our Twitter and Facebook accounts at news.freetalklive.com. There you can get the more granular updates going on during the show. It's news.freetalklive.com. We have Zoran here on the phone, calling in from Australia. And Zoran, let me see if I can recap your statement. You're from the Czech Republic. 25 years ago, you were looking at moving to the land of the free. And somehow or another, you ended up in Australia as opposed to the United States, probably immigration difficulties. And you know, you used to look at the United States as this beacon of liberty, and you believe it's gone downhill, and that liberty really isn't alive in the United States anymore. Does that sound correct?
Absolutely.
So, it's anybody who looks at these lists of, that rate freedom, whether it's press freedom is one way, there's electronic freedom as far as internet freedom, there's, the freedom of speech and economic freedom and all kinds of different freedoms there. You'll see the United States is moving down on the lists, and I don't believe it's at the top of any of these lists. I think the only list it's at the top of is military spending and incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only list that I know the United States is at the top of. But I think that to some extent it's coasting on many previous decades of more free markets. But that's diminishing.
Does having a free market somehow spur more government intrusion?
Generally not.
I mean, what happened?
Go ahead, Zoran. What?
Or benefit the people? No, it doesn't.
What's that? What doesn't?
Free markets, do they benefit the people? You know, it's a little bit like in Australia. You know, Australia always talks about, we got so much mining, we got so much coal for export. Who benefits from it? Nobody except one person.
You know, I think that free markets allow competition. And what has come to be called free markets is you know, big companies doing business to the using the government to exclude little companies from doing business. Every regulation that's out there and every way that a corporation colludes with the government is the opposite of a free market.
You couldn't have said it better.
So, yeah, thank you for the call, Zoran. I want to, address this a little more, too. I think it's an important thing. I've talked to people from, like Zoran from the Czech Republic and, people from East Germany, Poland, from different Yugoslavia, different former communist countries that are here in the United States. And they say, you know, this is what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's getting more and more what it was like. The United States is turning, according to them, into whatever these communist countries were. And these aren't my words, they're theirs. You want my words? I went through the airport 2 days ago, and I got shaken down 6 times on 4 flights. That's a lot of shaking down. And what it felt like to me when I was standing there thinking about it is it reminded me of prison. I was in maximum security prison for 9 years, and that's what it reminded me like. People going along, doing their jobs, you know, invading your sort of privacy. In prison, I get it. I get why they do it. But in airports, do you want the citizens to be trained to be treated like inmates?
Well, people think that they're just a bunch of terrorists running around the airports, I guess. Or do people think that, or is it just that I don't know why people put up with this?
Well, because they have to get from one place to another.
Yeah, I can see that. I could see that that's an advantage that the government has, and you know, it's more tolerated because people just don't have time to protest it. But still, I mean, people have, you know, we talk about people filming the police and how that's a good thing. And you see videos of the TSA, wiping down kids in wheelchairs, like wiping them down for explosives. And it just doesn't seem that nothing's really changing on that front. I think as far as history goes, the mechanisms have always been sort of going and rolling and getting bigger, and it just sort of snuck up on everyone.
Government gets bigger. Government gets bigger. And that's what Zoran's second question was. What do we do? Is it going to get better? Is it going to change as far as tyranny and these kind of things? And I say, as far as the United States goes, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
The United States government, the Washington, D.C., is too much of a juicy, delicious plum sitting out there for those that the parasite class that wish to control others and not produce anything.
Mm-hmm.
That it's become that there's no way you're going to wrest control of that thing and give it back to the people. I don't know of too many circumstances in human history. I'd love to hear about them where governments have become more free.
Right. I mean, it seems like it reminds me of some kind of, you know, addictive personality, like an addiction works. It's like, you know, you have that friend and they, start to see it happen to them that they're addicted to something. And then you start to realize that this isn't really going to end until they hit rock bottom.
So I've seen 3 points of light so far as liberty. I think that empires rise and empires fall. The United States is on the way down. That seems clear and quantifiable to me. You may disagree, and you can give me a call at 855-450-3733 if you disagree. I want to hear the evidence as to otherwise. If you just disagree, then you don't have any evidence, well, you're not going to be much fun to talk to. But I've seen the Free State Project, where you have 1,000 people, have more than 1,000 people in state, in New Hampshire, have picked up their lives and moved. Quite a few of them have moved, and 13,000 or so, close to 13,000, have said they're going to move here in order to make a better, freer state. They've already cut the budget by 12%, and it's great. The other places I've seen is Blue Seed at blueseed.co. This is a boat where they're going to have it off 13 miles off the coast of California in order to avoid a lot of the onerous regulations that are mm-hmm. in California. And it's going to be startup entrepreneurs right there on basically their own little island that they've created for themselves.
So it's all out of reach of the maritime borders or whatever?
We're going to hope.
Okay.
And another one are the Free Cities Projects down in Honduras. Now, they've had a setback recently where the Supreme Court of Honduras may have it's a committee, has ruled it unconstitutional and need to go to the Supreme Court. But it's a major setback, and we'll see how that goes. But the very concept of these free cities, where they're going to take best practices of places that have brought, you know, different municipalities, governments, you know, states, whatever, around the world, and apply them in one small area and basically make a Hong Kong of the West.
Right.
And I think that that's, you know, as long as, yeah, that's going to be great. As long as you take people's property rights into account.
It sounds like you're suggesting there used to be like a pilgrimage, like, you know, the way people came to the United States.
You don't get.
There used to be like land where you could just voyage for it and find it. And you're like, oh, I claim this. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of controversial how all that went down in the United States. But at least, you know, that was possible, that you could go somewhere and find more freedom.
You don't get something new by doing the same old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, you know, that's obvious. You're not going to continue to do the same old thing and get something new. You know, going to the polls and voting for Mitt Romney or Barack Obama is not going to bring you one whit of freedom, one way or the other. Let's go to Robert and call him from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Home from Vermont.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
Tonight?
Hey, what's going on?
Right. I hope you don't mind if I change the subject here a little bit. I know you guys talked about, you know, rights, and I know in the past, Mark, you and Ian have talked about, you know, gun control and stuff like that. And I, you know, I found something on the Internet here that I thought that was really interesting. Have you ever heard of the Dick Act of 1902?
The Dick Act? No.
Okay. This is a bill that was passed back in 1902.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read just a little bit of it here to you. I won't get into the whole thing because there's a lot here, and I don't think you're going to have enough time, but I think that this is something that should be definitely looked at.
Well, before you start reading that, Robert, I'm interested in this. So the Dick Act of 1902 has something to do with gun rights?
Yeah.
Very interested. Hold the line, if you would, please. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Final segment coming up. 855-450-FREE.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Vietnam includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You give that a ring, well, we'll probably be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment. When you do your shopping online, please go through shop.freetalklive.com. Specifically Amazon, but we've got other retailers there. Newegg comes to mind. Shop.freetalklive.com. It only takes an extra minute. Extra moment, not even a full minute. Extra moment when you're shopping. Another couple of clicks to go through shop.freetalklive.com. And you don't pay any extras. You get the same prices, the same service you normally would get from Amazon or Newegg. But Free Talk Live gets a little cut. Makes it a lot easier for us to do this show for you. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Robert in Bellows Falls, who was telling us about the Dick Act of 1902.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. I found this kind of by accident. And what I want to do is I just want to just read off a couple, two or three paragraphs here, just so you'll understand where I'm coming from. Now, this was a bill that was passed back in 1902. And it reads as follows. It says, the Dick Act of 1902, also known as the Efficiency of the Militia Bill, House Resolution 11654. Of June 28, 1902, invalidates all so-called gun control laws. It also divides the militia into three distinct and separate entities. The three classes of House Resolution 11654 provides for the originated militia, henceforth known as the National Guard of the state, territory, and District of Columbia, the unorganized militia, and the regular army.
So all we need to do is just explain this to the gun control fanatics, and they will finally relinquish their beliefs and allow everyone to have guns?
Now, the other thing here that it says here, it says the Dick Act of 1902 cannot be repealed. To do so would violate bills of alternate and ex post facto laws, which would be yet another gross violation of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The President of the United States has zero authority without violating the Constitution to call the National Guard to serve outside of their state borders.
Now, let me ask you this one, Robert. I get it. I mean, so maybe this is a real piece of legislation. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm certainly not an attorney. And there's a lot of stuff that kind of, you know, people will point to and say, look, this is, you know, the government's breaking its own laws. And I don't doubt that for a second. But why wouldn't some attorney somewhere who has a client who's relatively wealthy, has some money to defend themselves, you know, who is, say, you know, is convicted of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon or something like that, or, you know, who's in Chicago where they banned guns. Why didn't, you know, or in Washington, D.C., where they had that that big case that's not coming to my mind here, but a couple of years ago there was a big case out of D.C. about gun ownership. Why don't they cite the Dick Act in any of these circumstances?
For one thing, this bill, they can't find it. And
they can't
then the
fight
other
it?
Thing that you're talking about in D.C., that's what is that? D.C. versus Heller.
Heller, yeah, that was the Heller decision.
In that case, that guy won that.
Yeah, he did, but he didn't use the Dick Act to win.
Pardon me?
But he didn't use the Dick Act to win.
That I don't know, because again, one of the things that I found out was that the Dick Act has never been challenged.
It's interesting. I mean, you'd think that some attorney somewhere who was representing some male between the ages of 18 and 44 who was convicted of possession of firearm by a convicted felon or something like that, because it says every male. And in 1902, I don't think there were any, you know, felon in possession laws. Every male is, you know, allowed to own a firearm. Why wouldn't, I mean, there's plenty of relatively wealthy people who've been caught for this charge. You'd think that some attorney somewhere would use this as a defense.
It is interesting that, you know, because I found out, you know, like I said, online by accident, you know, through a gentleman named Rodney Class. And, you know, he's advocated, you know, to, you know, for people to, you know, what he's saying is that we never lost any of our gun rights at all. They can't create new gun laws with this bill.
But they do.
Unfortunately, they can't
enforce
this bill.
Well, you know, they're going to be able to do it if somebody doesn't challenge it, but, you know, I mean, the thing is that the cost is so high to challenge this that it's not like the average person can do it. I'm a convicted felon. There's no way I would go around carrying a gun on my hip in order to be able to challenge it based on the Dick Act of 1902, just to see whether or not I'm going to not get that 10 years in prison that would be hanging over my head if I were to do
right.
such a thing. But I'm all for talking about it so that somebody who might be facing this can use this as a defense. I'm very interested in it, but I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't base my freedom on it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a little bit more research.
Please do, Robert.
I believe that it's there.
And interesting that Robert calling in from one of the freest states in America as far as gun ownership goes, Vermont. Not free in too many other ways, but as far as gun ownership goes, you don't even have to have a permit to carry a concealed weapon there in Vermont, as far as I know. So, Allie, earlier we were talking about fair trade coffee, and you made a statement there sort of towards the end that I found interesting, is that you believe that fair trade certification is aimed at women, and that women fall for these sort of... I think you may have used the term gullible, but, you know, that's certainly what it seemed like the accusation was, kind of fall for these kind of, you know, fuzzy, good-feeling kind of things.
Yeah, I think that for some reason, when it comes to shopping around for things, women are...
You don't mean all women. You mean a majority of women.
No, not all women. I just think in general that when you look at branding and, what industries use gimmicks more and, like, misleading gimmicks at that, it's the kind of stuff that mostly their consumer base are women, I would say. That's what I'm looking at. I don't know all women enough to know if they're all gullible.
What kind of gimmicks besides fair trade and maybe organic can you think of?
Now, I'll say gimmicks with, like, laundry detergent as far as, like, amount of loads. A lot of that stuff is very misleading.
They use quantifiable information, like, you know, this is how much bleach is in this bottle, even though we've now diluted this amount of bleach down or something like that. You know, I mean, that's quantifiable. That's amount of you know, fluid ounces in a particular bottle or something like that. So I don't know. I mean, it's just mean practices. and I mean, you know, guys on the traditional guy products out there, I'm thinking cars, styling is a huge issue.
I'm trying to think of ways that men get ripped off, and maybe I'm just not familiar enough with, you know, with that to know, like, what things what things do industries do when it comes to, like, markets that mostly males are consumers, and what do they do to try to, like, fool men into buying their products?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, you know, as far as styling on a vehicle goes, it's not really a it's not a logical choice that one makes when one says, I like what a new Mustang looks like. You know, it's a preferential inch.
Yeah, but you're not being tricked in that sense, you know? You're just looking at it and you're saying, I like that, and I want a car based on how it looks, not based on its performance necessarily. And, you know, that's why you buy a Mustang. So that's why men buy the Mustangs for looks.
The performance is there, but it's not the fuel economy or something like that.
Well, you can find cheaper cars that perform much better than Mustangs.
I don't know. I don't know if it's something that one can really put one's finger on in these areas. And, I mean, you got to be on the lookout. And I think that probably people, you know, both genders get their fair share of ripoffs. I don't know what manner they go about doing it. You know, I mean, it's just sort of buyer beware. You got to take a look at consumer reports, take a look at the other agencies out there. The Internet's made it very difficult to search these things, because now the... You know, industries will have, if you search cars scam, you'll get the first two pages of results will be people pretending to expose scams, in fact directing you towards certain products.
Oh, really? Wow.
That kind of thing. So, I mean, you know, it's been a kind of a turnaround in those areas. I do think that fair trade is a kind of a fuzzy, feel-good certification that doesn't do what people hope it does,
right,
necessarily. I think that the people that spent the $2,000 to $4,000 for certification in foreign countries to get to be part of the fair trade thing probably had a great deal of money already, because $2,000 to $4,000 in foreign countries is a lot, and just because they're mom and pop, you know, members of a co-op doesn't mean that they're not relatively wealthy, and you're certainly excluding the poor people from that.
Right. And I'm just thinking about, as far as grocery shopping, when I've been shopping with guys, they're looking at price and they're getting the cheapest thing for their dollar. Women are looking at what is healthiest, what makes me feel the best.
Healthy is important. 85, I'm sorry, I gave the wrong number. Freetalklive.com. Check us out in the meantime. Freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Quantum vibe in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.